Boys and girls, you guys have been so helpful this morning and so good at everything that you've done. You're going to make this easy on me, right? No? Did you say no? You're going to make this hard? No, seriously, you're going to make this easy on me, right? Come on! Aaron, come on, we're friends, right? What? Aaron! Okay, all right. You guys. Connor, we're friends, definitely, definitely friends. Well, I have had so much fun this week, and we've learned so much. We learned so much about different Bible characters. We learned about Noah, remember? And then we learned about Moses, and then we learned about Moses again, and then we learned about Joshua after Moses. Well, today, oh yeah, the Israelites, don't forget the Israelites. We've learned about lots of different people, and today we're going to learn about someone special, someone that this book talks about. Do you think you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Jay? J-E-S-U-S?
I think.
Jesus? We're going to talk about Jesus, right? So, I know some of you might know this Bible verse. It's the easiest one to remember in the world. You know it! Okay. Who thinks that they can come up here and... Okay. Who else thinks they can come up here and say, okay, Svetlana, do you know John 3:16? Okay, for those who don't know it, just listen, okay? So, let's, on one, two, three. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should not perish but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Amen. All right, thank you. Thank you so much. So the Bible verse is that God loved the world so much that he gave his son Jesus for us, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. We could live forever with Jesus. Okay, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for sending your son Jesus to be with us, to teach us how to live and how to walk on this earth so that we too could have eternal life with him. In his name we pray, amen. Well, friends, you remember how God saves, right? And you remember Noah, the story of Noah was God told Noah to build a boat and to tell everyone to come inside the boat. And then he sent all the animals inside the boat because there was going to be a flood, right? And when the flood came, everyone who wasn't inside the boat, they didn't make it, right? Because there was a lot of, there was a lot of bad people back then, right? And then we learned about how God leads. And Moses, I'll just give him a minute. Moses was raised up and God led his life and he was looking after sheep for 40 years. And then he was looking after people for 40 years. So God thought that if Moses could look after sheep, that he would be able to look after people. Do you think there's a correlation there? Maybe. I can't even imagine. If he could do that for sheep for 40 years, he's got good training to do it for people for 40 years. There weren't any elephants. Not in that story. But what happened was Moses learned to follow God everywhere that God was taking him, so that when God said, okay, now it's time for you to lead people, he already knew how to lead people because he had been following God. But sometimes there's some challenges, right? When God leads us, it's not always an easy road. And so the Israelites learned following Moses, following God, they ran out of food and water. And when they ran out of food and water, they started to complain. And I said this before, we don't complain, right? Definitely. We would never complain about anything, never. I'm sure.
And none of us would never complain about not getting food after being 5 minutes after.
I think there's a lot of truth coming out here. You see, sometimes we get a little bit upset over the smallest little things, and then we make our parents' lives really difficult because we start complaining and all this stuff, and that's what the children of Israel were doing. And so God said, that's it. I've had it with these people. I'm just going to give them a whole bunch of quail. You guys remember the quail? Because they didn't want the manna. God had given them the good stuff, but they didn't want the good stuff. They wanted the other stuff. And so they ate so much of it, it came out of their nose. Yeah, seriously. And so God provides. God looks after us. God leads us. God saves us. And God keeps his promises. He promised to take Moses and the children of Israel to the promised land, to take them over the Jordan and to conquer that country so that they would have a place all for their own. And friends, God did all of that. So it's interesting how he did that in the past, but do you think there's anything that he can do for you and me? Well, let's think about Jesus for a second. You heard about how Miss Debbie was talking about going camping, right? Camping is like when you leave your house and you go to some place in the woods where it's not always really safe. It can be a lot of fun, but it's not your regular house. Well, Jesus did the same thing. Jesus went camping on earth. It wasn't called camping, but Jesus, who is God's son, came, and he came to earth, a place that wasn't his home, and he lived and dwelt among men. And you know what the Bible says? He said there was no place for Jesus to put his head down at night. He said, birds of the air have nests, foxes have holes that they can go to, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head at night. Can you imagine that? God, the Creator, the one who made you and me, when he came to visit us, couldn't even stay anywhere. That's tough. That's hard to think of. But it's true. And what would cause somebody to do that? It's because he loves us so much that he was willing to give up his life, the life that he wanted to do, the life where he was head of all the angels in heaven, where he was the ruler of the entire universe. He could control everything. He could snap his fingers and think, and it would just happen. He speaks, and it happens. That person came. Yeah? Wow. He decided that he would do whatever it takes to save you and me, that we would have eternal life. Now, I think we asked this question before. How old was Moses? Connor? He was 120 years old when he died, right? Now, somebody was smart and they thought they knew how old Adam was. How old was Adam? Okay, Eden, how old was Adam? Almost 1,000? 990 something? So, okay. How old is infinity? Infinity, right? Infinity goes on forever. That's what eternal life is. Eternal life is infinity life. But guess what? It's not just life where we get older and older and older. Can you imagine being infinity old and then you would just be... You'd just be bones. There'd be nothing left. It doesn't work like that. You don't get older. You don't get older. You just keep living forever with Jesus. And Jesus, he wanted to give that to us so bad that he was willing to die in order for you and me to have that for free. For free. Okay, Svetlana. I don't know. I never saw him. I don't think so. I don't know. Was his hair gray? I don't know. But friends, you and I, all we have to do is believe Jesus and accept him into our lives and say, I want to follow Jesus, and we can have eternal life. So how many here wants to follow Jesus? Amen. Anybody else here want to follow Jesus? Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you so much for sending Jesus from heaven to this earth to save us. Lord, we can't even understand what that means. It's hard to imagine that he wasn't accepted here on earth and that his life was a life of toil and a life of suffering and pain. But we thank you for his example to teach us how to live a holy life, to protect us, and to give us happiness in this life. So, Father, we ask that you bless all the children here today and all the older children here today and all everyone in this house. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for coming up front today, and thank you all for participating. Amen.